How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel with a Royal News Flash, your daily Royal News headline show. And we are joined straight off the bat with Paula. I think Jen is going to be coming and joining us. And we will we'll get on with what's been going on over the weekend, the headlines, and sort of get cracking with our week. But before we do that, Paula, how are you? What's been happening with you? And how was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was very busy. I've been trying to get back the food program for the elderly. So it's taken some time. And, you know, I was telling you that I thought I would cook for 50 yesterday, right? And we ended up with over 400. So, but yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot, you know. So, but it was good. I mean, going to the farm and everything. And I was telling you, this is why it makes me sick, Harry and Meghan Markle with a huge platform. I mean, yeah. I wish I had that kind of platform or any platform, you know, because that would help a lot. But yeah. It's disgusting how they've wasted such thing to really do good for. And I hate to say that, but it's true, you know.
Well, I think it's only emulating what I would have imagined their mother would have been doing. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right. People with a big platform are often criticized for not using it for enough for good, you know, and I think you're right. But yeah, big shout out to Shane. How you doing, Shane? Lisa, what's happening? Shirley, Queenie, everybody that's here off the bat. Mr. Binks, the cat. What is happening, Mr. Binks? So I hope everyone is doing well. So again, we had a good show on Friday, right? And a lot of the things, there's a couple of headlines that kind of come back to this. But one of the things that P. Dina was bringing up was the impact on William, right? And we're giving a little thought for what he's doing. But here we go. Prince William, very anxious about taking the throne amid Charles' diagnosis, okay? Now, William and Kate are feeling intense anxiety at the prospect of becoming king and queen in the wake of Charles's cancer diagnosis, Princess Diana's biographer has revealed. I mean, you would imagine that he would be riddled, right? Riddled with anxiety over this, you know? Not only because of the way that it's all come about, obviously it's quite a sad way to, you know, take the throne, if you will. But I mean, what do you think? Do you think he must be all over the place right now?
Well, first of all, it must have been a shock, because even Princess Catherine, when she's giving that speech, you know, her speech about her illness and stuff like that, you know, people say, oh, you know, she didn't look. I've heard comments. Oh, she wasn't wearing proper makeup. Well, excuse me, while this woman delivers the news that she has cancer and she wasn't all made up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You can tell that I think she had to do quite a few takes, because she looked like she was crying. In fact, and the one that managed to make it on air, she looks like she's, you know, she almost broke down a couple of times there, you know, like she had to pause, look down, concentrate and go. So, and when she said it was a total shock, I can't believe it, because this is a woman who's absolutely healthy, you know, otherwise very sporty, and she probably doesn't even smoke, you know. It's like, and can you imagine his beautiful wife, the mother of young children, and William, who seems to be very family oriented, you know, he has the family he never had growing up, you know, like, okay. He has a stable home, his three children are loved, both parents. It must be very scary for him, you know, but he's very well put together. He's a man's man, you know, he gets on with the job, but he's made it absolutely clear to everybody that his first priority are his wife and children. And but it must be terrifying for him, you know, to, because he's finally settled, you know, he's got his three children, they have the perfect family, he does have a lot on his plate, he's got Earthshot Prize, he's got also working with Africa, but not in African parks. He's doing a lot of good with his platform, and And then he has Charles sick, and then Charles pandering to Harry. You know, Harry's like the gangrene of the royal family. And I don't know why they let that gangrene linger, because gangrene only expands, you know, if you let it. I know that. Look at my arm. This is gangrene.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Dylan Fowler, can you get me a name for that Kensington Palace PR team member? I've just Googled it and I couldn't find anything. If you get me a name, that would be great.
For what?
They're saying that there's possible PR team allegations, and I'd quite like the name of the person that has the allegation so that we can look it up, and if it is the case, we can cover it. Because we know we don't like those kind of people that go sniffing around younger people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to ask you about that. Because I was talking to another Spanish YouTuber, and I told her about this guy, and she's like, she tried to look for him online on Spain. There's nothing about it. Nothing.
So, do you know just what you were saying there about Catherine, about how, you know, people have been questioning a lot of things? Here is something that the BBC have been facing this week, and that is massive complaints over the intensive coverage of Catherine, Princess of Wales, cancer diagnosis. The British Broadcasting Corporation has addressed the complaints about its coverage of Catherine's recent diagnosis. On Friday, the BBC said it would be received complaints from people who feel the coverage of the princess's cancer diagnosis was excessive and insensitive. Catherine 42 revealed that she was undergoing preventative cancer treatment with a video message released last month. So, interesting, because we've been talking a lot about how the media has been covering this, taking sides, Meghan and Catherine and all of this. And it's interesting that the BBC, which you would think would be the closest to the royals, right? Obviously, it's the BBC, would have been doing a better job. Or do you think maybe it's how the way it's been delivered, or what do you think? And I'm not expecting you to know exactly, because you're not in the UK to see the BBC.
I'm not going to cover this thing. I mean, there was this idiot, this BBC sports person, I believe, this woman who was mocking Catherine. I mean, I don't know if she has apologized for that, and she was from the BBC. I mean, the BBC, I don't understand why people are like that, because it wasn't only the BBC covering Princess Catherine. It was the entire world mocking her. She was the punchline of every major news outlet and even some stupid celebrities in the United States, all over the world, really. She was the punchline. She was a, you know, she was a joke for everybody, which is insane. So I don't, the BBC was just one of the many outlets that were absolutely obsessed with, where is Kate? I remember, didn't we have Kim Kardashian saying, on my way to find Kate?
That's right. Yes, we did. Which is a bit odd. And again, I just want to say, when we look at this from a data point of view, we are struggling with concrete. I mean, and I'm saying this from somebody who needs more than what he's given. Do you know what I'm saying? So I cannot wait for the day that we see a healthy Catherine in public, walking around, multiple angles, CCTV, public, you know, mobile phone footage, beautiful, all of that, just to quell all of this. Because, don't get me wrong, I understand why people get upset about people questioning the validity of stuff, right? But then I can understand why people would be questioning the validity of stuff. Because if this was any other person other than Princess Catherine, if this was like I said, if this was Maureen from The Office that, you know, this was the evidence you had of her being safe, I think people would be questioning it. But again, I'm not saying, I'm not claiming anything that's in the news, and I can't wait to see her fit and healthy, and I hope everything works out perfectly. But again, I'm very much the glass is half empty on a lot of things. So I hope.
People have seen her around Anmere Hall. So it's just that, you know, people are being very they're respectful around that area. In fact, you saw that video, Prince William, when he was bicycling with his kids and wife, and this pap managed to capture them, you know, and they were without any bodyguards, because it had it been with bodyguards, that guy wouldn't have been able to get so close, you know. But we saw, I don't know if you saw that video, Prince William yelling at the guy saying, how dare you, you know, and the paper can be lost and stuff like that. But it was Prince William bicycling around with Princess Catherine and his three children. I mean, the future king.
Is this new footage? Is this new or is this?
No, this happened about a year and a half ago. I'll send you the footage.
This is the thing. So if this was a missing person, right? If somebody was declaring somebody was missing and I was an independent investigator, I would be saying to you all right now, well, there isn't very much since the start of the year that would give us concrete evidence of where she is or how she's doing. And that's, I'm not denying anything. I'm just saying, for me, I'm keeping an eye on it. I hope everybody proves me wrong. And I hope that she's 100% fine. And that is what I'm
Well, she's not fine. She's taking chemotherapy. I would be one. I wouldn't want people to get pictures of, well, I don't care about my age, but I'm no Catherine or anything. But if I were anybody, if I were even as a normal, regular person that I am, when I'm sick with lupus, I feel embarrassed when I get my lupus attacks and I have stuff on my face or my fingers and stuff. And I even feel embarrassed and shy about, you know, sometimes doing my videos because I feel, you know, self-conscious about it. Now, can you imagine going
through? I will say this, though. In no way am I saying
Claudia, amor.
She needs to prove anything. That's not what I'm saying either. I'm not saying, oh, get out Catherine and walk about so we can see. I'm not saying that either. It's a very, very sad scenario, and I hope everything works out.
I just want to say Claudia Salas. Hello, Claudia. She's in the Navy, so I'm surprised in the States. I'm surprised she's up this early. Hola, Claudia.
And again, like I say, I'm not wanting more proof. I'm not asking for more proof. I'm not tracking anybody or anything. I just hope everything works out for her and everything's going to be fine.
Guess what I did last week?
What? Tell me.
I don't understand why people are allergic having cell phones to pick up the phone and contact the LA hospital in California and get more info about the so-called visit of Rachel Meghan Markle. So, because I do, like Pidan and I call places, you know, so I called the LA hospital. I did a video about it. I called the LA hospital and I said that I was a reporter from Norway and that I wanted a little bit more information in regards to the visit by Meghan Markle. If they could please give me some more info, that'd be very grateful, blah, 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 blah. And then the lady had no idea what I was talking about. And I know what you're going to say. It's a huge hospital. No, I called the section, the department in charge of that, right? And then the lady put me on hold for 8 minutes and I don't know what they did. And then they came back and it goes, well, that's an old visit. And I said, no. It's a new visit. You just had her advertised all over the news. It's on People magazine. And then the woman, you know what the woman said to me? Well, if you look at the video released by the hospital, it doesn't say 2024.
Okay, interesting.
And it's funny because then that she's wearing exactly the same outfit, exactly the same hair that she had on that photo taken when she was supposed to have been in the United Kingdom, remember?
Yeah.
With Lily for Lily's birthday. And the same tear on the side of the shirt and stuff like that, right? So my theory is that that was a visit taken 2 years ago because with the judgment, what you know about that Harry sued the UK?
Yeah.
Make sure that every time he comes to the UK, he gets police security. He does that. He does get it if he gives 28 days notice, but he doesn't want to have to give 28 days notice.
Okay.
That's is basically what he was suing for. So what happened is the judge, in the judgment that he gave a very detailed list of the visits he's had and the kind of security he's gotten, right? And then he goes that Harry, you know, in June when you came, he goes, when you came in June 2022, when he's supposed to have been with Meghan Markle and the two children, you got police funded security. And then he goes, but, and then when you requested at the end of September 2022, you submitted that, this is the judge talking, he submitted a request to RADEC to have the asking for security because he was going to bring his family, his two children, for the first time back to the UK. You know, okay. And it was going to be Lily's first visit, you know, but it's there on the judgment and nobody's picking up on it because that means that that picture that Meghan Markle took with Harry when they said he was at Frogmore with the two children wasn't taken there. And I believe that that was taken by Misan Harriman, the same man who took that picture of Meghan being pregnant, and he superimposed the tree in the background.
Okay. I just want to say to everybody, don't worry if we discuss Catherine and other theories. I am not directly talking to Catherine. I can't imagine she's going to be affected by my views. What? And nothing. It was just people saying, you know, we should leave Catherine alone, all the rest of it. And to be honest with you, I understand your point of view, but I'm just having an open discussion on the internet, and I think it is good to touch
she's
on.
She's newsworthy.
Yeah, she's. It's not even that. It's. I think people get upset when the official narrative is questioned. You see what I'm saying? Whereas
we should question the official narrative. Yeah, we get put so much crap.
It's hardwired into me to question these things. And I'm doing it in a way I think is a lot more respectful than I would usually on other channels. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just letting you all know it's okay. Don't get upset. It's all right to discuss other opinions. But here's an interesting one. Because we were discussing this on Friday. I'm pretty sure I made a very silly bet on Friday.
She's coming. Her name is there. She needs to come to the UK because she's launching a new product. She's launching things. She needs to be headlines. And she knows that she's going to be a headline if she comes to the United Kingdom. And she's going to take over the whole mass thing. Looking all sad, going into the St. Paul's Cathedral's crypt. She needs the headlines because she's launching a stupid thing that failed because she didn't even get 600,000, you know, in how many days now. She needs to come to the UK, and people often underestimate how shameless she is. But that's my opinion. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Grant, you've got
Paula, she won't come. Queenie, Paula, she won't come. If she goes to the UK, you have to cook for Ron and for myself, Queenie, because I know you are in the UK.
Yeah.
That's a bet.
Hell yeah. Definitely. Queenie's on the pre-approved list, so don't worry about that. Listen, everybody had strong views on Friday, Paula. I'm not going to lie. You were either in the, I believe 100% she's coming to the UK, or you're on the she is not coming to the UK. Like, everyone was split down the middle. I think she's going to turn up. And I think that she could use the kids as a negative press shield. You see what I'm saying? Because everyone's so desperate to see those kids and all the rest of it. People had mixed views on whether or not they thought she would, you know, use the kids, use her kid token on this occasion. But do you think there's a possibility that if she was wanting to avoid negative press, she would just shield herself behind her children?
I don't think so, you know, because Meghan Markle, guys, this is the thing that I tell people. Meghan Markle doesn't see, for her, having negative press feeds her victim narratives. Then she can keep telling Harry, see, now Harry feels it's just my opinion. He feels like she's like a kindred spirit. And when it comes to negative press, because, oh my God, he in his mind thinks that he has gotten unfair press. And this is in spite of the fact that the palace has hidden everything. The palace has hidden everything. You know. Oh, by the way, today is eclipse day. Wow, I've forgotten about that. It's the solar eclipse thing. So Harry feels that he's a victim of the press. They do that, and so he sees in his wife that, oh, you know, they're just being racist towards Meghan. You know, my wife, they're being racist toward my wife, and she's too much of a narcissist to share the spotlight with the children. I know that she got Jake Rosenberg to come and get pictures. He sold them to Hello Magazine.
Yeah, well, this is what we discussed a while ago. Is when she will use the kids. Also, as well, I'm just trying to fix the issues with my mic. I know Paula says I sound fine, but I'm being told now.
Everybody can tell you that you sound fine.
Nah, Shane's been telling me that it sounds it sounds amazing. So let me, I think that's better now. I think we're good now.
And did you see, talking about headlines, did you see that, that, you know, that Charles wanted to build his idea of a perfect town, right?
No, that I would be, listen, if he wants to build a mad little town and make that his legacy, I'm down. It sounds grainy. Let me know if it still sounds grainy, and I'll keep pulling wires out and pushing them back in.
Okay, he has been, before when he was the Prince of Wales, he had a plan to build, I think, can you guys correct me, about 430 houses in the Duchy of Cornwall, right? And people were complaining because he says that that is ecological, and that he wanted to build his idea of what the best town is. And people are now complaining. People are saying, why are you doing that? We don't want you to do that, because, of course, you have to meet a certain set of requirements and standards in order to be part of that. You know what I mean? Part of that.
What was the criteria that you made, that you thought would make a perfect town?
Yeah.
Honestly, if I swear to God, this mic. We're talking about all of them. Listen, I just like bringing things up and discussing them.
It's,
I think,
Kent. It's healthy. It's Kent. I'll send you the link. The link so you can see it, because it's been all over the news. But of course, it hits news. It hits the news, and then it goes away. You know, report on it, and then I just sent you that by WhatsApp.
Yeah, hang on one second. Can everybody tell me if I sound less scratchy now? I sound way less scratchy in my own ears. I think I had the directional mic level up too loud. Shane, if you can let me know, because you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, let me know. I think I feel like I've fixed it now. I feel like the scratchiness is gone, but let me know if you guys think so also.
Well, look at the link I sent you, Ron.
Inside here?
Yeah, no. On your WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
Or I can send it to you in your private chat. You want me to send it?
Yeah, send it to me on here, and then we can open it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you sound old and scratchy. Yeah. No problem.
You sound sexy and raspy.
No. This was like as if we were getting clipping. It was like audio clipping. If anyone knows that. Link. Okay, and over we go. King Charles faces backlash from Kent residents over plans to build ideal town. Yes.
You thought, I mean, I'm never going to give you a bad face. I mean, when I talk this about things, I've read things, you know?
Like, do you know, it's so funny. I keep going back to this, but the Windsors, the spoof show about the royals, right? King Charles, who is Prince Charles in the series, his whole thing was getting a new type of digestive biscuit, right? And digestive biscuits for everyone in the land. And I feel like this is the same thing. Oh, Camilla, I want to build a town. I want to build a perfect town, Camilla. That is a wild one. A wild one.
This has been going on for years, Ron. This is not new.
That's just too good. Look at his wee face. It's going to be perfect, I tell you. You sound like you're... Yeah, no, see, I don't sound like a heavy smoker, Angela. That's the raspy thing that we're going to figure out. But I think I've got it. I think it is this setting here, and it's just a matter of getting that level to where it needs to be. And I think we're fine. I think we're getting there. We'll get there. Definitely much calmer, 100%. The way he's portrayed in that series is incredibly over the top. And again, if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's too good.
And you know another thing, have you noticed? I don't know if you know this, but you know that that Netflix bought the book rights of Meet Me at the Lake, the book, right?
Okay.
And Archwell was supposed to produce it, and basically they bought it supposed with the mind that to give it to them, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's no longer part of them, because have you noticed how there's nothing, no news about Meet Me at the Lake? And the contract of their contract expires on next year, early next year, 2025, which means that Harry and Meghan Markle won't Have you noticed no news whatsoever? And the people in the chat, you guys remember that, right? Let me see how many of you remember that they bought the rights of Meet Me at the Lake.
So I remember that. Was that not meant to be? That was something that was meant to be the next big project for Megan on Netflix.
Exactly. And now I phone Netflix. I mean, I'm busy on the phone.
You're like, I'm not being funny, but this is the reason why people, businesses don't put their phone numbers on the internet anymore. Paula is the reason we all have to go through AI chat boxes.
I've sent them emails. I sent them emails and they don't respond. So I have to call them.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. Because I don't want just, people think I report out of my butt, you know. I actually do call. So I called Netflix because I said, I would like to know when Meet Me at the Lake is going to come out. I pretended I was a fan because actually an executive talked about it, right? And they said that, unfortunately, at the moment, they have no plans to produce the movie and that they are shuffling the movie to another production company.
Oh, God. Yeah, but wait, when you say production company, do you mean?
It means Archival is out. They're reshuffling that thing to another production company. Listen, Ron, it takes about 3-4 years. You know, somebody is writing I'm in talks with somebody to produce they want to buy my life story, right? So I've been surprised at just writing the thing. It's taking a couple of years. Can you imagine now? And then when I talk to the people, I say, why is it taking so long? And they go, sometimes these projects takes about 10 years to get it going, you know, unless, of course, you're streaming. But even then, it will take you a year and a half, you know, to do it. Meghan Markle doesn't have a year and a half left, and they haven't even thought of starting the movie. They haven't even, they don't have a director. They don't have anybody.
So does it sound like it's just getting panned off as opposed to?
This is what they told me. They told me that I said, you know, I would like to know if there's a movie release date or anything like that. And the woman started laughing, goes, oh, God. She goes, that's not even in production. We're at the moment reshuffling projects and we're assigning that project elsewhere to another production company. I'm like, so I said, Archival is not going to produce anymore? And then she said, we're still in the process of deciding. And, you know, but just the fact that she said they're reshuffling that.
Yeah, this is the thing. When you say reshuffling, that often means it's just getting pushed around other production companies because no one wants to touch it.
It's not that no one wants to touch it. It's just that because when they bought it, they did such a big deal. This is the thing with doing things so publicly, Ron. There was a big fanfare. Oh, Meet Me at the Lake is the next huge project. And this other reporter, this woman, this executive, even went on official. Do you guys remember on the, I'm asking the sidelines, the chat. Do you guys remember that there was this lady from Netflix who came and said, the Archival has huge projects. We have Meet Me at the Lake and we have this other thing and blah, 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 all of that. So they've been so public. It's just like Spotify.
Yeah.
You know? And you know that Lemonada thing? Oh my goodness! Did you see the latest news on Lemonada?
No, but listen, that's just that's obviously started, right? And I mean,
hasn't started.
No, I'm talking about Lemonada.
But like, that hasn't started either. That hasn't started either.
Right? Okay. I wondered.
She just got the Spotify. She just transferred her catalog of crappy news or crappy podcast that she had, and they're doing so poorly. She's 284 right now on Lemonada, and she should be their main drawing thing because she's the Duchess of Sussex.
So really then the numbers across the biggest platform in the world and obviously a much smaller platform are about the same. It has failed horribly. Yeah, we're going to see.
Supposed to be the main draw on Lemonada, and you have on Lemonada. You have this really funny thing that they have this really podcast that doesn't have the same production. But if you could see the top 10 podcasts on Lemonada, you'd laugh. You'd laugh, and you'd think that Mega couldn't compete with that. My God,
I don't understand. Like at some point, it's going to get to the numbers don't lie compared to her word or what they think the numbers are going to be or anything like this. How is she continuing to stay somewhat relevant? I'm very confused about all of this.
Because people pander to her.
Well, yeah, but people are pandering to her, and it's costing companies millions of dollars.
Well, at some point, she's running out of companies because the main companies, the major companies, it's happening exactly what I predicted would happen. She would start with the major companies, and then when they see right through her, and this is the thing, the big companies make such a big deal publicly to welcome them and to always, when they first left when they fled the UK, that they make such a big grandstanding worldwide that when things go south, they just go quietly. You know, unless if it weren't for Bill Simmons, who called them what he called them, I mean, we wouldn't know. And Spotify wasted a lot of money. I mean, all those huge billboards of Meghan Markle on New York, you know how expensive that is and worldwide?
Yeah.
Huge billboards, Ron.
I just want to say, I don't get why people just don't accept information. You're all part of the problem. Yeah, I'm sure if everyone had believed the statement by Weinstein's office after the Me Too movement had started, it would have turned out brilliantly. So sometimes we all need to question things in order for the truth to come to light.
We need to question everything. And you know what? I know, Ron. I was talking to this Spanish YouTuber, and we were talking about the information, how the information is basically crafted per area, per country. Yeah. Right? In Spain at the moment, you don't hear all the Spanish stations have decided not to report on Leticia's affair with their best friend. I mean, and so all the other countries are there, right? Are talking about it. And then in Spain, they get so much more information on the royal family than you would get in the United Kingdom.
Because apologies, 429, if I picked up your comment there wrong and I came for you. Apologies if I got that one wrong. But yeah, like carry on, Paul.
No. So the news are crafted for each country. So it's amazing how all over the world, guys, just think about this, because we saw this live with Piers Morgan. When Piers Morgan say, okay, I'm gonna remember all the big hoo-ha about the two royal races being named. And then Piers Morgan was said, you know what? And Dickie Arbiter and Tessa Dunlop, who I can't stand, was there. And then Piers Morgan goes, I'm gonna go ahead and say the two royal races because the entire world knows it. And he named his King Charles and Catherine. And Dickie Arbiter was outrage, and Tessa Dunlop, how dare you name them? And it's like, that is news everybody else in the world knows. And then yet in the United Kingdom, they had a media blackout about it. And it shouldn't be like that. Why are they blocking out news?
I just want to say, some states in America have very funny laws.
I can get in trouble.
Yeah, there's some wild ones. So, for example, if Paula was to phone up and say, "Hey, I'm recording everything for my YouTube channel,"
You have to tell them.
You do have to tell them. So, yeah, people were just saying I would make some great content. I happen to agree, Paula. Anyone in a customer service department dealing with a Paula, right? I want to see that as content, right? Because she ain't accepting your perfectly reasonable answer, customer service rep. Okay, she ain't going to be.
You know what really bothers me though, Ron? That they have a message in these companies saying that sometimes that we can record, click one to record if you want the conversation to be recorded, right? Because you do get that. Click two if you don't. They even ask you if you want to record the conversation or not. I always click yes because then I want to be able to say when I call back, I want you to play that conversation because I called you. But you have to, when I called the hospital the first time, because I called four times, the first time I said, listen, I'm a reporter and I would like to record this conversation. And they go, the lady said, no, it ain't happening. So I don't do that because I actually talked to Molly about it. I actually talked to Molly at Megan's Mole, you know, or the other YouTuber, and Megan's Mole goes, you should just record it no matter what. I said, yeah, but I can't play on YouTube because I'll be breaking the law and they will take away the channel for sure.
Can I just say, Queenie and 429, just both of you relax. Both of you will go in timeout, okay? don't make me do it. Everyone just play nicely. Go and get a coffee if everyone's a bit stressed this morning, okay?
But did you hear this thing that Harry's going to write another book?
Yes.
But this time he's going to be nicer.
I don't believe it. Okay, funny you should say that.
Believe that he's going to write the book, or that he's going to
It's going to be Megan part two. Okay, is what it's going to be.
I wonder if it's going to talk about Catherine's cancer, because that would be really horrible.
Well, here's the thing. He has been once again being told or being covered in the news about how he misses. So maybe this is going to be a book about tapping into the cancer diagnosis, about how he's full of regret and he's going to use the angle of, you know, getting back into the good books, pardon the pun, with his new book, if that makes sense. Prince Harry misses warm, uncomplicated relationship he had with Kate Middleton, experts say. So I'm not being funny. Let's just talk about two things here, right? Does he miss his whole family, right? And William and everything? Are we starting to see regret and realization, or are we just seeing more algorithmic toying with these headlines?
You know, I did an interview with Sumi. I love Sumi in my channel, and yeah. She gave me this answer. And she has a PhD, but this lady is wise. And she said, Harry doesn't regret his actions. He is upset that the outcome has backfired.
Yeah.
He's upset at the outcome of his actions because he thought that they would turn out to be differently. Which is, he's angry at the outcome. He doesn't regret his actions yet. You know, I believe that the only time we'll see regret from Harry, I don't even call it regret. I call it more like, oh, damn it, I wish things had turned out differently by my actions. I think that when he sees no other way out and he's really at the bottom, the problem is, Rhonda, we'll never see Harry hit bottom. You know that on April 4th, there was the judge for the visa thing was supposed to receive the documents from Department of Homeland Security on April 4th, this past 4th. I think it was Friday, guys. And I haven't seen anything. I've been scouring, not even on the Heritage Foundation thing, you know, the site. Yeah. Nothing, no news reported. And the judge was supposed to have received those documents, which is Harry's visa application, if there is any. I said a hunch. Hi, Mili Feliciano. Hola, hola.
Here's an interesting one. Harry wants to write a book to stay relevant. See, I don't know. I think Harry would be forced to write a book, right, by Meghan for relevancy. I'm not sure Harry's running about looking for relevancy. Maybe, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, I think Harry's not. He doesn't need to stay relevant. Harry knows he's a prince. You know what, guys? Let's all face it. Meghan knows she's screwed no matter what. Harry is a prince. At the end of the day, his daddy. That's
a good point, yeah.
His daddy's still paying. His daddy's still paying. Harry's running around and doing all these things with the confidence that at the end of the day, his pa is going to handle everything for him.
What about, right? If all of this Harry wanting to build bridges, write a nice book, all of this is panic. Because if daddy isn't king anytime soon, daddy can't fix anything. If William and him don't mend the bridge before William takes the crown, Harry's done forever then. Yeah? I mean,
I don't think William is going to mend anything with Harry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to mend anything either. But if Harry doesn't at least do something before William takes the crown, Harry ain't getting nothing. He's donezo. He is, you know, banished. Amish style, away skis. Because there ain't no hope. Because it's only the fact that it's his dad that's still steering the ship right now that he's even got, you know, any relevant contact with the royals. Interesting. These daytime shows.
Well, you know that he has a contract with Penguin Random House to write 4 books. People are mistakenly thinking that Penguin Random House gave him $20 million. No, that's not the way the cookie crumbles, guys. It is that he has to write a book. He gets an advancement to write the book. And then that book gets produced. And then when the book is completed, then he gets the money, right? He hasn't started writing a book, and apparently Random House is no longer looking for to write another book with Harry, because I don't know how much you know about this, Ron, but actually it was one first ghostwriter who was supposed to do that, but then they fell out. And the ghostwriter has come out and said that some things that were in that book were so childish and so vile against women that that's what they had creative differences. And this is where they ended up with the new writer. But even then, they were having a hard time and fighting because the mind of Harry was really childish, but it was so vile what was in that book towards women. You know, and that the guy cut off a lot of what Harry had said. I mean, what we saw was the PG version of what Harry told this guy.
Yeah. I mean, you could only imagine what that would be. And you know what I'm saying? Can I just say something? Right. Since we started this show, there's been a viewer here called Mr. Binks the cat. Right. And my daughter has a cat called Mr. Binks. Okay. Who is a black and white cat. And I was convinced that this was one of my eldest child watching the show, but apparently it's not. So big shout out to the other Mr. Binks the cat. That's a mad one. Totally convinced. But hey, listen, Mr. Binks, big shout out. Big fan of your work. So let me just keep going through these headlines. So we're still on the visit. We're still on the, you know, Harry coming to the UK. And we're now at the question of, if he does come alone, will the kiddos come with him?
I don't think so, because that would mean that the kids would take off the spotlight from her, and God forbid they do.
Do you not think, though, in the back of Meghan's brain, if she gives Harry those kids to come alone with, she must be thinking they ain't ever coming back, right? I mean, at this point, we could argue that they ain't getting to go because there would be a chance that Harry wouldn't come back with them. I believe, anyway. I'm still holding on to Harry is going to like break away and go and start selling like handmade friendship bracelets on the beach in LA and just live his life happily. Okay. And I hope he does. But I genuinely think that if he comes alone with those kids, that is an uncontrollable wild card that Meghan wouldn't allow to be put out there.
Yes, of course. No, not only that, you know how in her mind, all her kids have to be perfect, perfect. Everything has to be perfect. And, you know, I mean, it's disgusting, really. I mean, and I have a feeling her kids, if there are any, are not going to be perfect at all. You know, they'll be regular, normal children.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I think we're entering into an odd phase with Meghan. And I keep saying this, referring back to the narcissism, referring back to how she's a unique case in my head. And I think we're going to see the era of the panicked Meghan, and we're going to see some odd decisions being made because the freaking offers are drying up. Do you see what I'm saying?
They have no offers. They have no offers at the moment.
No one who was given millions of dollars to do a Spotify podcast should be the 250th podcast on a lesser established platform when that $1 million production is put on that lesser platform. Do you see what I'm saying? Because, and I'll tell you something else, I can imagine that Lemonada was advertising and pushing it on their platform and all that kind of stuff, and no one was taking the bait.
Yeah, you know, for example, this Lemonada would have been, it's a kind of the platform, guys, that people, very little known people, would go to start making, building their CD podcaster. People like me, probably, you know. And then, I mean, Spotify, it's the big time. It's the big leagues, pretty much, you know. And so this woman, I mean, she hasn't, I mean, I you know, like I'm watching right now while I'm talking to you on Instagram. I don't know if you have access to an Instagram page, but it's so funny. Meghan Markle gets a picture when she went to the Southwest SXXW, right? And she's posing there with Katie Couric and Brooke Shields on the red carpet. Of course, she's front and center, but Katie Couric and Brooke Shields are on the opposite ends. They don't want to be around her, you know? It's very telling. I'll send you that picture for some other time. But it's Lemonada, I mean, she's a global icon. She's a global icon. And when she left the royal family, she said that they were going to work with grassroots companies, but that's not what she did. She went immediately to work with Spotify, Netflix, I mean, giants, Oprah. She didn't choose a little known reporter to do their interview. It had to be Oprah, you know, biggest. I mean, it's just horrible, really.
How I tell you what, there is some Oprah madness coming this year, all to do with Weight Watchers, diet pills, and all this.
Injections.
Well, no. So the injection that people have been using for as a dietary supplement that is actually for diabetes.
Yes. They've
now done clinical studies in a tablet form of it. Okay. Because the results are mind-blowing from a scientific point of view, right? So they want to get it out in a product that's manufactured for weight loss. And I'll save you all the boring details. But
I've done quite a few videos on that. I did a video about it last week. I do a lot of videos on Oprah.
So it's going to be interesting. Last night, I was watching, I can't remember, something horrific, like Married at First Sight or something like that, right? And one of the adverts that came on, never seen it before in my life, was for a new dietary pill, right? It was completely advertised as the revolutionary new product and all of this. Now, I'm assuming that is the first made for use public version of this, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a mad one, because for years Oprah was pushing the calorie controlled weight loss
September last year she sat at the Weight Watchers stage saying that she didn't want to use weight loss medication because she didn't want to take the easy way out, while taking all along. She had been taking all along those injections for months.
It's not the hypocrisy that I'm bringing this to light with. You're just going to see, just start telling me when you all start seeing these adverts pop up. Diet supplements, and I mean when they advertise them as new ones, because I think it's going to be one of those things to watch to see what happens 10 years into this.
She committed fraud on stage because she was a shareholder, and she was saying she wasn't taking that medication when she was, and she was pushing the Weight Watchers thing. And then when she came out, the reason why she turned it around is that, oh, you're all fat shaming me. No, people were calling her out because she had been shaming people for doing exactly what she was doing behind closed doors. Okay. And she didn't give up the Weight Watchers shares that she had. She was forced to give them up because it was such a huge scandal.
That is definitely not how she's framing it. Okay.
Yeah, but apparently people are
donated her shares, of them, donated her shares to the Black History Museum or something.
Yes.
That
was to counteract the huge scandal of the fraud. That was criminal. What Oprah did was committed a fraud because she defrauded the shareholders from Weight Watchers. Then this is now why Weight Watchers have also bought some shares in Wegovy, which is the weight loss medication that Oprah now is fully endorsing. And Oprah is the kind of person who never apologizes. You know, The Rock, when Oprah did that thing with Maui, that she put a website and she said, oh, we need to raise funds to give to Maui, to the people of Maui. And there was a huge backlash.
Yes. With The Rock. Yes, I remember that.
The Rock came out and said, you know what? I am sorry. I misread the room. You know, I apologize, guys. I got your message. What did Oprah do? Oprah grabbed her cameras, contacted the high executives at CBS, and had them interview her and say, you know what? I'm not sorry. I was just trying to do good. I don't understand why people don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be an interesting one because, like I say, the story behind the story is the story, and we ain't going to be getting that story. So keep an eye on it because it is a good one. Well, listen, get any questions that you've got for us in as well. And here's another one. So the one thing that makes me believe that William and Harry could become, you know, friendly again, right, is the level of honor within William. Okay. And there's an interesting headline about Diana here. And what do you guys think of William being told that his mother's last wish is for him, her sons, to be closer? Okay, but basically that's what it comes down to, is Diana's last wish.
That's Meghan writing that crap.
See, this is the thing. Does that not just sound like a manipulative headline to try and winkle a situation?
Narcissism 101, please. Oh my goodness. You know what? It's too bad you don't get the headlines that we get. I got this Spanish person sent me a headline about Fergie, because in Spain and everywhere else, said Fergie's best year. She beat cancer and she's back in the fully back in the royal fold in church. Because what people don't understand is that the Sandringham Church Mass for Christmas and the Easter Mass are official monarchy events. They're listed in the agenda of the monarchy to attend. So those are official public events. They're just church related, just like the Commonwealth Church Service. So this is why the press is invited, you know, for them. They know exactly when it's going to happen, everything. So those are two official monarchy's event. Okay. The Sunday Easter Mass and the Sandringham Christmas thing. So the headlines worldwide is that Fergie beat cancer and she's fully back on the royal fold, because it is true. I mean, it is true. She's fully back. So these are the headlines we're getting worldwide, except in the United Kingdom. But in Spain, I mean, she sent me the headlines. It's just like, look at this. Fergie's back doing official duties.
Yeah,
and then we just got the thing with Scoop, with a brother, you know, which was crap. I watched it and it was crap. They're trying to portray him as a victim.
Yeah, give us 5 minutes on that.
Well, I watched it, and oh my God, I think that's why Ted Sarandos got the honor, and he was the OBE, because that Netflix thing, they try to portray him as the victim of this ruthless media who conned him into getting that interview. You know, you even see this woman who ended up being fired, his press secretary, you know, the one who allowed that. And Beatrice, played by this really pretty actress, you know, and then like he's the victim. Because, you know, he was set up by this horrible media, and the woman who got the interview, who secured the interview, is played by Billie Piper. And then, but she's portrayed as this ruthless reporter who'll do anything. How this woman who ended up interviewing him is nasty and mean. How they were all plotting to get him, you know?
What is this called?
Scoop. It's on Netflix. It's all over the place right now. They're talking about it all over the place.
Expect me having a big rant about this tomorrow. I'll go and watch this today.
How can you not see that? Even there's a huge article on the Daily Mail, a woman that says, after watching Scoop, I thought that, you know, the king's brother was nasty, but now I even feel sorry for him because he was at it. This is huge.
We're going to have some things to say on that tomorrow. Okay. Well, here, listen, a couple of people pushing back on your points here. Okay. About Fergie being back fully. Fergie is not fully back. What do you say to that?
Okay. Fergie could have gone through the side entrance of the church and be part of the activities without being fully front and center, heading, because the king's brother was heading the church.
It's like a soft re-entry to the royals.
Of course. And if you look how the PR has been done, Ron, because the PR is like they're associating the king's brothers and the king's brother.
Well, I fully get the difference between the side door and the main door in your analogy. Completely.
No. But what I'm saying is like they could have, they are associating their image to something holy, the church.
Yes. Yes.
And I've heard YouTubers say this. Oh, it's the Christian thing to do. You know, the queen, it was a very Christian woman, but this is not the queen doing it. In fact, the queen never had Fergie in all the years that she was there, 30 years.
And the next one Fergie anywhere was near. Possibly about your terminology, about official private family events and not duties. And I think that was when you were talking about, I think, William and Catherine.
No. I'm sorry. NAA. I beg to differ. Those are not official private family events, because official private family events we never hear about. The Easter Sunday Mass is a public official event that the monarch and the royal family attend. Okay, and it's listed, and if you go to the monarchy's website, royal.uk, they have an agenda of official events. One of them is the church, the Christmas Mass, where everybody, they make the big deal of walking towards, and people know when they're going to be.
Yeah.
When you have that, that is not a private official thing, because they can attend Mass. They've taken pictures of the king walking on his own to Mass.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that, you know, we're up for explaining points. If you think we've got anything wrong or anything like that, we're happy to kind of go into it.
Let me give you an example. The King Constantine, the one that William didn't go to.
Yep.
That was a private family thing. But okay. The press found out about it because this was not an official church monarchy's thing. This is the King Constantine, a relative, and the press got a hold that they were gonna hold that Mass. That was different. Okay.
Yeah.
And even then, we saw the king's brother there. I don't know if Fergie was there, but he was there because he's being front and center. But the thing is that some YouTubers have said, oh, that's a Christian thing to do. The queen was very Christian. Yeah, but where was Fergie when the queen was around? She was nowhere.
Yeah.
And if they hung around together, we wouldn't know. We know now because Fergie hasn't shut up about it.
It feels a lot like the outcasts are being softly brought back in. They're slowly using manipulative mainstream medias to change public opinion, which we've already seen in what you said about the comments. I'm going to go and watch this, and we'll definitely retouch on this tomorrow, because
I can send you the article.
Yeah, do that. Send me the article as well.
It's in Spanish, but you have to translate it. You have to translate it because it's in Spanish. But you can do that with your Google thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what people are saying. I mean, people, this is proper news in everywhere else except in the United Kingdom.
I just want to say as well, there was a suggestion this morning from the Atwood head office about the possibility of expanding the podcasts into their own channels. So stay tuned for that. We may spend the next few weeks putting our viewership on those channels, and there's a lot more to come. I'm just sort of softly preparing you for an idea that we're toying with.
That's them, an official.
Yeah.
This is from Constantino, Greece. But this is a family thing. This was a family. It wasn't private because the press got a hold of it, you know. But here we have, in their own. If you notice, those two were nowhere near anything that had to do with the coronation.
Okay. Yeah, no, they weren't.
Bringing them back for church ceremonies because they want people, because people feel conflicted. You know, it's like if you criticize the way some YouTubers, even Mexican YouTubers, are saying, oh, that's a Christian thing to do. So if you criticize that, you're not Christian.
What about this one? Andrew being brought back in because he might spill the beans on Meghan. What about Andrew being brought back?
Should be the other way around.
I was just going to say, surely Andrew's being brought back in because Meghan may spill the beans on Andrew. You know? It's interesting, man.
I don't know if you saw, I posted I can send you that picture because it's really, really funny. I posted this picture on, actually, it's one of the few pictures that were caught that their hair, that Andrew and Meghan are really looking at each other. It was for this public thing. Let me see. And it was like, you can tell that these two knew each other. I mean, there's absolutely no two ways about it. And I was just like, oh my God, you know, how can they, I'll send it to you. So for tomorrow, if you want, we can talk about it, but they
we will definitely be talking about this tomorrow.
I sent it to Andrew and Andrew posted a few things about it, you know, because it was funny. It was funny, you know, and I was like, oh my God, you know, really? But people don't pick on it. People don't pick on it, but they did know each other.
There's a lot that surrounds the king's brother that warrants further investigation. But like I say, I'm going to go and watch this. Make sure you guys are subscribed make sure you guys are following Paula, myself, and make sure you are ready for tomorrow's show. Every show this week, 12:30 UK daytime. And of course, we are 8:30 on a Friday for the main show. We've got a lot of new and interesting things that are going to be implicated this week. Hopefully Wednesday, we'll have you guys will have the ability to send your voice messages in and all that kind of stuff.
Are you going to advertise a number?
Yeah, I will do. I'm waiting on a Bluetooth adapter arriving from Amazon because I managed to get the one tablet that doesn't have a phone, like a mini jack connector. Like, what is this whole thing of removing the mini jack from stuff? Like, give me a mini jack. Give me Bluetooth, but give me a mini jack.
If you look at your WhatsApp, I just sent you something on WhatsApp. You don't have to pull it up here, but look what I sent you on WhatsApp.
Hang on a second. I'm just trying to make sense of this one. Ron, you're too much of a Harry supporter. I don't know if I'm a Harry supporter. I don't know what I am. And I would be honest if I was a supporter. Like, I have no problem speaking the truth.
I think you bought the image that they sold.
Because we're way beyond that now. How would I describe? What would I say to that statement? Am I a Harry? I wouldn't say I'm a Harry supporter.
You are.
I think maybe.
And you're not even ginger.
I almost feel like, though, if it was a role reversal and it was a princess, I would be feeling the same way. It's almost like I feel like I'm waiting for the chapter for Harry the victim, for all of this weird video evidence that he's recorded of Meghan screaming at him or something. I know it's not going to happen, so maybe I fall into a wishful thinking category. Maybe I'm a wishful thinker for Harry, and it comes across as supportive. Maybe that's what it is.
But check what I sent you on Facebook, on WhatsApp. Just check the image I sent you.
Okay, one second.
It's funny. I'll send you that because that was caught. I really believe that Andrew was thinking, how can you be here after? It's actually disgusting, guys. You know, you got to understand that we have the mainstream media is not even media. They're not even news anymore. They have an agenda. They push it over. And this is not being a conspiracy theorist. You know, it's true. It's a fact. We're being, you know, gaslit by everybody. And when we dare question, they call it conspiracy theory. So it's less believable to people.
That is, yeah, you kind of nailed it. Yeah, I'm just grabbing it.
Isn't it funny?
You kind of nailed it.
I said that to Andrew, you know, from POV. He had a lot of fun with that. The Prince Michael of Kent, he's like, I wonder what he was thinking, you know, because those two were really, that was an eye duel, you know. It's like, and Meghan Markle's not backing down. Nobody puts Meghan in a corner. You know, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I have there's quite a few things because you got to see that right now, Harry. But what people don't understand is the reason why Harry's so laid back. You know, he's surfing with this very attractive female surfer, blonde. Busty surfer. He doesn't really care. He's not even a good father.
Yeah. Also, as well. I wouldn't say I like giving my like that. I was given that if you put a gun to my head answer there, to be perfectly honest, I've got loads of mad theories on a lot of things. Okay. And trust me, we'll trigger the daytime.
We should do an Oprah one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I say, there's loads and loads of
believe things. It or not, Ron, one of my highest rated viewed videos is not even about Meghan. I got over 600,000 views and it's on Oprah.
Yeah.
When the Sound of Freedom came out, I did a video about it. It's called Mel Gibson Exposed Oprah. I got over 600,000 views on that. It's my, and because I went through everything. And my second one is Soho, this criminal activity. So Soho House, and I posted Oprah, Andrew, Meghan, and Marcus Anderson. Yeah. That's my second one. And it's like 500,000 views, but it's been about that. Oprah,
you're being devil's advocate, Ron. Maybe sometimes as the presenter of a show, it's good to just say something and then just watch the aftermath unroll. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the aftermath. The aftermath will join us next week.
No, I didn't mean Tina. I just meant the aftermath of my statement.
I know, but now that you mentioned her, she's going to join us next week.
But I think for me, when Ron says mad things that everybody gets triggered by, I think it's healthy for a moment to have your brain put into another point of view, even if it is a bit out there or whatever. And I'm always going to be like that. I'm always going to question everything. But man, you want to talk about some tinfoil hat stuff? We can talk about tinfoil hat stuff. We can go down some rabbit holes that are cray cray. Okay. But I like to keep it, you know, as less as triggering as possible for you wonderful people.
And but you have seen, the thing is on X too? I mean, Molly, man as Molly has gone to town with everything.
Oh yeah, Molly puts things over differently, shall we say. She likes to go hard. So.
Okay, I don't know if you know this, Ron, but in 2021, I was tagged on a tweet by the 7th Earl. It's called Richard Bradford. He's married to a doctor called Penelope Law, right? And she is a very posh OB, she's a gynecologist that specializes in delivering children. Meghan Markle team and Meghan Markle have put out that her doctor who delivered Archie was Dr. Penelope Law. But then Mr. Richard Bradford, who's the Earl of, he married her, says, my wife did not deliver Archie, but the son never contacted us to check if she had. Typical shabby journalism, whereas the Daily Mail rang me the day before to check, and I was able to tell them that she hadn't delivered Archie, because of course they were away on vacation. So, but of course, Daily Mail, what I want to tell you about that is that Daily Mail knew that Dr. Penelope Law had not delivered Archie. And they never reported on that. And they allowed Meghan Markle's narrative to continue running that it was Dr. Penelope Law until it became very public. I was tagged in that tweet with along with Yankee Wally because we were both hitting hard on the anomalies of that birth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you've always said this. Like, you have been at the spearhead of trying to get some concrete evidence to the narrative. And
well, I just want to be proven wrong. You know what, Ron? All I've asked is to know the names of the doctor who delivered that child, because the public is entitled to that in order to because they have to be transparent to reassure the public that those children belong in the line of succession.
Yeah.
I did a video yesterday that's gotten quite a lot of views, Ron, because I don't know if you know this, of the embryonic act on the it's called the insemination, you know, where you get surrogate, you have an act.
Yeah.
That was the 2005 act. And that was affected because in 2013, when they were debating to allow same-sex marriage into the Marriage Act, to include that, they did this whole thing. The Lords, you know, they were debating, right? And they said that would have severe repercussions in the royal marriages, because as it stood right now, it's the heir to the body from a natural child conceived naturally. So of course, allowing same-sex marriage into the marriage, including that would impact the royal marriages. Because as it stood now, if they use a surrogate, they can, because if you look at the act itself, it says that definition of a mother is the person who carries the child, regardless of having sperm or something. So I did my video on it, and it's done very well, because you know what? You know that there was a previous Duke of Sussex, right?
Tell us all about it.
Okay, the previous Duke of Sussex was just as complicated, and he sued the courts back then. Okay. He sued the courts because they were challenging the legitimacy of him in his marriage. So he was very, very litigious, because it was with Queen Victoria, you know? So the only Duke of Sussex before was as nasty as this one.
Yeah.
And he sued the courts because he wanted to make sure that his marriage was legitimate.
Yeah.
But Harry can easily sue if anybody were to find out that they did use a surrogate, and he can sue the government. They want to take those children out of the line of succession. I talked about it because I actually showed the legislation. I showed what they were arguing. I showed the Lords thinking, because, you know, they share notes and how they debate these points in Parliament.
Yeah.
So they make these notes public. So they were saying, we're not saying that this affects same-sex marriages, but we have to look at this part, that it will affect the royal marriages, because you can have a gay king or a gay queen. But, you know, as the law stands today, if they use a surrogate, even if they're legally married, they cannot succeed the throne.
Oh, interesting.
They cannot be in the line of succession. So I was doing that talk because this is all. And then they're saying that they can sue, not the UK government, but they can take it to the European Court of Human Rights if they try to take Archie and Lily out of there.
That's how I feel, Patricia. You know what I'm saying? It's not, yeah, for me, it's not about a woman's choice on how to have her child. For
exactly.
me,
no.
No one's saying that you are. I'm just throwing some viewer comments.
No, but this is what I said yesterday in my video, because people came back at me, oh, you're just bashing gays.
Oh, okay.
Did you read what I said? Because I specifically said it many, many times. And the Lord himself, when he's giving these discussions, he says, by no means, I don't want this to impede the talks of allowing same-sex marriages to be included, because it passed. We saw Elton John go get married, you know? So, but he said, but we do have to factor in the line of succession and how it affects royalty, because so it was all about royal marriages. Yeah. And for me, I've always asked, where is the easel with the doctor's signatures that they witnessed the birth of Archie? And the only living witness we have is that idiot Harry, who's given two different accounts, because I also read out, because let's not forget that Harry and Meghan were the main source for the Finding Freedom book. And in that book, Harry says that he grabbed his Range Rover, he took his wife, Doria, and one bodyguard and went to the hospital to give birth and came back. And in his spare, he said that they rented two blacked out vans. And, you know, it's absolutely insane because, and Dr. Penelope Law would never allow a geriatric woman who's had an epidural to leave the hospital within an hour, because you haven't even gained.
That was very suspicious. What do you think? Last question from Elizabeth. What do you think Harry can do to save himself? And I think a time machine. All he has to do is invent a time machine, go back in time, and rethink the last decade.
You can unring that bell. That's gone.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Well, listen, we'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 UK time. We're going to be going over the series about Prince Andrew, and we're probably going to talk a lot about how stories and public image can be changed through passive media influence. Fun. So tune in for that. Make sure you bring a pen and paper. There will be an essay style quiz at the end of the show.
You should leave questions out for people if they have questions, so we can answer them, Ron. Maybe if you put the thumbnail.
Listen, thank you for being here. Do we need, is the start time okay? Do you want to maybe try a show at 1 o'clock instead of 12:30? Do you see what I'm saying? We're going to start playing around with a few things this week so that next week we're moving into a reinforced new format. Now, I need suggestions of UK-based royal commentary channels you would like to see be part of the Daily Day Show. So leave some suggestions, because I'm trying, but you can't just type into to YouTube like UK royal commentary channels. It doesn't work like that. So if you guys could help us out, that would be awesome. I think the time is perfect as well, just so you know. But everything is up for grabs. Leave your suggestions. You could shape
the future of the show.
Amazing. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Paula, you're awesome. The mods, you're awesome. Big shout out to the Atwood crew. And get ready. Wednesday, I think the Atwood family channel is starting morning live streams, like coffee and breakfast with the Atwood family. If for no other reason, just watch it for that little boy. He is just adorable. So listen, see you all tomorrow. You're all fabulous. And I'll catch you in the next one.